From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is warning lawmakers that if they fail to pass the tax cut deal he worked out with congressional Republicans, workers will feel the pain in their pocketbooks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the White House continues to build an economic argument for the controversial deal, even as House Democrats passed a resolution saying they will not vote on it.
President Obama says the tax cut deal will help workers pay their bills next year by maintaining current tax rates, as well as breaks for children and college students. But that's only if lawmakers set aside their objections and pass the unpopular proposal.
If this framework fails, the reverse is true. Americans would see it in smaller paychecks. That would have the effect of fewer jobs.
Mr. Obama also told members of his export council the deal would encourage businesses to invest more quickly at a time when the economy is badly in need of additional jobs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Protesters angry about the British Parliament's decision to hike tuition fees attacked a car carrying Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. The Associated Press reports a photographer saw demonstrators in London kicking the vehicle, which then drove off. There's been no response from the prince's office. Thousands of students crowded around Parliament today where lawmakers decided to triple university tuition fees as part of its deficit-fighting plan. There's going to be a recount in Haiti's presidential election. The country's electoral council says the three leading candidates will be present when the votes are tallied again in an attempt to end a dispute that has triggered widespread unrest. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the streets of the capital are shut down for a second straight day, with protests showing no sign of abating.
Demonstrators took to the streets again to denounce presidential election results that they say were rigged. Most main thoroughfares in Port-au-Prince remain blocked with barricades and debris from Wednesday's protests. Supporters of presidential candidate Michel Martelly are furious that Martelly didn't make the second round of the election. Almost all businesses remain shut. Most flights have been canceled. President Rene Préval has called for calm, but Martelly supporters say they'll stay in the streets until he's reinstated in the presidential race. A country that was already dealing with the after effects of the earthquake and an ongoing cholera outbreak is now faced with a political crisis and ongoing civil unrest. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Rates on fixed mortgages are rising in the U.S. The mortgage giant Freddie Mac reports the average on a 30-year fixed loan hit 4.61%, the fourth weekly increase. The average rate on a 15-year fixed loan was just under 4%. Analysts say that after a seven-month drop in rates, a surge could deter more people from refinancing. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down more than 20 at 11,350. This is NPR News. We're still seeing a drop in the number of jobless claims people file for the first time, a development analysts are calling an encouraging sign for the beleaguered labor market. Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says applications fell by 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 421,000 last week.
The December numbers and the first 3 months of 2011 are likely to look a lot better. In other words, we're going to be adding more jobs each month. That's my guess, looking at the claims numbers.
But analysts remain skeptical enough that people can be hired, or rather enough people can be hired to put a dent in the 9.8% unemployment rate. The death rates for most of the population in the U.S. have dropped slightly, but NPR's Julie Rovner reports the average life expectancy also went down slightly as the number of deaths of older Americans rose.
Life expectancy dropped by one-tenth of a year, from 77.9 to 77.8 years, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's due to an increase in deaths among those age 85 and older between 2007 and 2008. Most of the rest of the report had good news. Deaths declined or held steady for every other age group. And while heart disease and cancer remain the two leading causes of death, stroke fell from the third spot for the first time in 50 years. Researchers theorize that's not because fewer people are having strokes, but because more people are surviving them. Chronic lower respiratory disease is now the third leading cause of death. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
The Associated Press is reporting there was an explosion at a plant in West Virginia's northern panhandle today. No word yet on injuries. This is NPR.